Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir. One thing that I'm sure you're on top of is the fact that I will, we're preparing now a veto message on that OEO child care thing.
Oh.
Now, obviously, this is something the Buckleys and both Jim and Bill ought to jump up and down and...
we've been working on it.
Right, guys, you know, we're going to take a little heat from the left, so we might as well get a little credit from the right.
Well, we discussed that last night with him, Mr. President, and of course, I asked Pat Buchanan to get in because the words we use are very, very important, and we want to be sure that we're against certain principles that the conservatives are more interested in philosophy than
I know. They're interested in the philosophy rather than more than the programs.
Well, that's right, and they're very unrealistic this way. They God, they're tough cookies to
I know
to deal with. Jim is first rate.
Oh, of course he is. Sure, I know. He's not really comfortable with these people.
Mm-mm.
I mean, he knows that they're so unreasonable.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that the people that have rallied around us right now, Goldwater trying like hell to help us. Divine, his group are just solidly with us. Louis Wyman is kind of running a one-man campaign against Ashbrook coming up there, and just working very hard.
Is Ashbrook the favored son now?
Yes, sir.
He's definitely going to run, huh?
No, he hasn't made the decision, and we have about a week in which to. He won't run. He'll only run on two conditions: one, that the New York crowd will back him financially. And,
I wouldn't think they'd do that. I just can't believe the New York crowd would dump a lot of money into Ashbrook.
Yeah, the nuts will.
The nuts. Yeah. But, depends on what you're talking about, the New York crowd.
Well, when I say that, I mean the Manhattan, the so-called Manhattan 12. And they have access to money. They've got Texas money and some of the...
Yeah.
So the ACU bunch will back Ashbrook.
Sure.
He doesn't really want to do it, basically. And not out of any loyalty to you, but just he personally doesn't feel that way.
Well, he knows it's a dead end for him.
Sure it is. And he's a little bit lazy and
I know.
Comfortable.
Likes to play around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But to answer your question, we sure as hell will play that one very, very hard. And,
Right.
It's a help to us. It comes at a... comes at a damn good time.
We can't just give them bones all the time, you know, because as Goldwater well demonstrated with all the conservatives, you would lose by 15 million votes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So it's only a temporary thing. And frankly, if it doesn't work, Chuck, it doesn't work. He gets in and he gets a good vote. That's all right with me. I'm not going to have any stew about it.
No, you shouldn't, Mr. President.
We can't get too excited about it.
The reason that I'm spending a little effort on it, and I don't
know. I think it's worth spending the effort, understand.
I don't know if it'll work or not. The reason I am is that the liberal media, and we'll just have a field day with us, McCloskey running against us, that's really not much news. You know, he's a dove, and
that's right.
He's kind of taken the Democrats' line. But when what is regarded by the media as one of our own, then they will just play the hell out of it. And conceivably in the end could help us politically, but I just hate to give them that kind of wedge. I'd like to keep all the infighting on the Democratic side.
Sure.
As much as possible out of our
side. Sure, I know. It makes absolute sense, and we've been working on it, and we shall do what we can.
Well, we've got some real good fellows helping us, and we've just, we're contending with a kind of a nutty and irrational hardcore of... Well, they're Birchers.
Ashbrook is, you know. He and Schmidt are the only two Birchers in Congress.
That's right. And
at least he was. I don't know whether he's... the other fellow got out.
Well, let's see. Russolo was...
He got out.
Yeah. That's right. You've got Burdett and Schmidt's. That's right.
Ashbrook and Schmidt.
We're putting a lot of heat on him from Ohio and the Ohio delegation.
I would think so. And maybe on terms of the... primary or something out there. You know?
Well, that's what we're trying to do is to build the backfire quickly before. The appeal that Buchanan and I have been making to them over the past several weeks has been give us the time. When you see the defense budget, when you see these things.
Yeah.
But the only place they want to run is New Hampshire, and that's only because of Loeb. I wouldn't do this other thing because of Loeb, but if we were doing it anyway, I'd try to get some benefit from Loeb. But It's only because the New Hampshire filing deadline is short up on us. I think otherwise we could buy ourselves some time.
Yeah.
But I do think the TRIOCARE Vita, which is going to be a damn good signal, and it's a damn good signal to the Republican faithful who are here in town this week who do not like this bill.
Yeah.
You know, the National Committee.
Are the National Committee here?
Yes, sir. They're here all week. Well, all week they start today, the chairman, and then the...
I didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know. What are they meeting here about?
So this is their annual business sessions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the vice president speaking to them.
Well, that's good.
We've got a good thing
I did
laid out
for. I don't.
Oh, sure.
This time.
No.
I don't think. No.
We
shouldn't, as a matter of fact, going off to the Azores on Sundays.
That's right. I don't
tied up.
I think that's right. But we've got them programmed for some good upbeat stuff and some good resolutions. And
good.
The mood is good. Harry Dent's been doing a very good job of working them over and keeping them happy.
Is he?
Yes, sir.
Good.
So that I think will. But I just mentioned that as being a very good time to kind of. Every now and then, our workers, you know, need their batteries charged. And
they ought to yell when Rehnquist gets approved, too.
Oh, Jesus, that'll be. Yeah, exactly.
He should become a symbol to them.
Well, he is. And that's. Jim Buckley was saying that's. Everywhere he goes in the country, he, of course, talks to the more conservative Republicans. And he says he does get grumbling from the ranks and some of them. But he mentions Rehnquist, and it just brings the roof down. He apparently has become a.
I would think that most of the conservatives would favor our position on the India, too, don't they? They don't care for India, do they?
No.
Huh?
No, they don't.
Yeah, I was glad that UN vote was so decisive. I called Bush and thanked him. He did a hell of a good job.
I think we've...
Did you know that they only got 12 against us in the whole damn UN, and that's with India and Russia against us, so that shows we were on the right side of that, I think.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think our position from a public standpoint right now, Mr. President, is very good. I think Kennedy... With his blast yesterday and Muskie, I got a little press out of it, but I don't think they're on a popular side of that issue because really what he's suggesting is an interventionist policy, Kennedy, and I think that's exactly what people don't want. I mean, he was saying we should have been in earlier and should have been gotten more involved, and I think he's on the wrong side of that issue politically. Kissinger did a good job with that background yesterday.
Yes, everybody said he did.
You, good. It was well that you spoke to him because I found Scali wasn't getting enough stuff to do the job. But
he isn't familiar enough with it, you know. And
that's right.
But not his fault. He does a damn good job. But Kissinger now Scali can take that and run with it.
Well, he's been. I just listened to him in there arguing like hell with Marvin Kelp.
Okay, that I won't do any good.
Well, he's trying. Doesn't know.
Okay. See, Marvin, you see, Cobb is very, very close to discipline from the Russian side, you know. He is one of his sources.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to take the Russian line.
He
always has.
And he's been tough on us on this one. But
but
I think the UN vote, as you point out, is extremely helpful in being able to fight off some of the pro-India media, which is the majority of them.
Yeah.
Edith Efron, our friend, was on the Today Show this morning.
Good.
Haven't seen it rerun. I want it rerun. I don't know how well she did, but at least we're getting her national exposure now, and her book is selling well. And
good. The book's going well, huh?
Yes, sir. And we've just done another mailing. I'll show it to you when you have time. It's a beautiful reprint of the Crystal Piece from Fortune. So
good.
we'll keep him on the. That keeps him on the defensive.
Okay, thanks, Chuck.
Yes, sir, Mr. President. Thank you.